Do you ever feel stuck, like you're living your life on autopilot? Are you ready to shift into high gear and reach the success you so richly deserve? Welcome to the Play Big Movement podcast. I am your host, Sharon Lecter, entrepreneur, business strategist, and best-selling author. Playing big is not about settling for good enough or being comfortable. It is about reaching your highest potential and achieving your greatest success. Join me in my Play Big movement as I interview top experts in business, money, and entrepreneurship, all ready to serve you and to help you play big, be number one in your field, live your legacy, and create maximum impact. Hi, everybody. Welcome to this segment of the Play Big Movement podcast. And I'm excited today because I get to introduce you to a friend. Also been working together for a few months, and I'm excited. Dr. Christy Morgan is with us. Thank you, Christy, for being with us.
Thank you. I'm very excited to be here.
She's the Vice President Chief Operation Officer of an integrated healthcare management company here in Phoenix, but she started off as a chiropractor with her own business, and she's had this new organization where she came together with others and basically provided a collective of different types of care, even some surgery centers, I believe. And so she's been doing this for about 11 years, and it's allowed her to elevate within that organization so she could follow her passion. Mm-hmm. And that's a 501c3 that she's driving here in Arizona called Candle Wishes. And it's a nonprofit that works to help kids that can't afford it otherwise, underprivileged children, to celebrate their birthdays. And it's just, I've seen her in action. It absolutely is incredible. I'm so thrilled to see the dedication that she has and the passion of seeing her go out there and load a trailer full of little bicycles. It's just so cute. I love it. And I'm not reading your bio the way I probably should be, but I'm telling you from the heart that she's a very special lady. And I think, you know, our goal with working together is that Christy needs to strengthen her own personal brand. And so today we're going to highlight her incredible wisdom and her persistence, as well as her passion. So thank you, Christy, for being with us.
Thank you very much. I'm so excited to be here. I'm really happy that you asked me to be on.
Well, I like to always start with, let's talk about little Christy, who, before she became a chiropractor, what your visions and dreams were. And then let's take a step towards when you recognized that you could do more by becoming a collective with others as well. So,
absolutely. When I was younger, I never thought I was going to become a chiropractor. I actually, I wanted to be a cardiovascular surgeon. Ooh. And I wanted to work on children. I honestly had no idea what they did, but it was something that I always wanted to be some sort of doctor and some sort of surgeon. And I knew that that was something that I was very interested in at a young age. But also, I also didn't really know what I wanted to do. I grew up in a small town in Ontario, Canada. And there's a lot of opportunity there, but not a lot of opportunity if you wanted to do something outside of being in a family business or being in healthcare or things like that. So I honestly did not know what I was going to do for quite a long time going through high school. And it took me just needing to get away and moving outside of where I grew up to start to realize that the world is a much bigger place and there's so much more for me to do. And so that's when I had decided to start looking into schools to go to in the realm of being some sort of physician, and chiropractic just caught my eye. So that's kind of where, how it took me into that. I was not thinking that when I was younger.
Well, that's cool. And you married your husband, and he's also a chiropractor, correct? But you had separate practices. So I love that. And talk about the progress of when you saw the opportunity to play a bigger game with others as well.
Absolutely. When we are in Arizona, we had moved here 11 years ago. We had our own practices in Pennsylvania for 5 years. And so we had our own practices here as well for a couple years. And as the dynamic changes in the industry, you have to start looking at different things that you can do in your office. you have to start looking at ways that you can increase revenue, decrease expenses. And so one of the ways was for us was getting into different types of procedures that we could do in our clinic. And that meant bringing in higher paid doctors, doctors that anesthesiologists that have the bigger name behind them so that they can actually perform those types of procedures on our patients. And the only way for us to actually do that was to bring in one person and collectively use that person at all of our clinics. And so that's kind of how it started. We brought in one doctor and he would travel from clinic to clinic. And that's, you know, we had to kind of really figure out how that worked. And as we really started to grow, then we started to see, well, we can do these outside of the clinic. We can do these in surgery centers. That's kind of where people are actually doing these types of procedures. And so then we grew into that and actually created our own surgery centers, built them from the ground up, or purchased ones that were already around.
And in doing that, you know, I talk about the successful businesses solve a problem and serve a need. So you saw ways to deliver more services to provide additional revenue flow, but also to expand the services so your one client can come to you for several reasons, not just, you know, one reason. And so, but in doing that, you have all those different practices. And so I talk about the importance of business systems. So talk a little bit about the transition of coming together and creating actually a management company, umbrella company to handle all those.
Absolutely. When you've got four different offices that are using the same doctor, but everybody's doing something a little different, it got a little confusing when that doctor would go to different centers. The supplies would be different, the processes would be different. So we wanted to try to streamline a little bit more. So the owners of the four companies who were no longer in practice, we were at our clinics doing all the case management and things like that, but we weren't actually adjusting patients. So we all stepped out and grouped together and started the management company that now oversees all of the centers. And we were actually able to streamline with paperwork, with bringing one person to the center for authorizations and making sure the patients had one person to talk to. And so it really helped get our business off the ground a lot faster because now everything's a lot more streamlined. And we've been really refining that process over the past couple of years.
And as you continue to grow, you're getting bigger and bigger. There's always those times when you have to take a step back, readjust, refine, retune, but that allows you then to grow even bigger in the future. So that process can be frustrating, but it also gives you the ability to identify those things that can streamline the process, right?
Absolutely. I really think that that's where we're at right now. We grew and we got to a point to where we now had to step back because we have brought new people into the company. And so we had to figure out, how does this new person now fit into the company? Are they in the right seat? I'm reading the book Traction, so I'm learning about all these little different things, but are they in the right seat for the company? Are they doing the right thing based on their skill level? And so we're taking a step back. We're actually reassessing everything. We're redoing all of our goals, our 10-year plan, our 5-year plan, our 1-year plan. And this is all stuff that has to kind of happen for you to push forward and grow again.
Yeah. And that's just a natural course of growth, right? We are constantly looking and the economics change and the world of regulations change. So you're in a constant state of review and adjustment, but it's the ability to bring those processes in that allow you to scale and allow you, Christy, to do something about servant leadership, not just within your organization, but a piece of your heart. So share a little bit about when you realized you were in a position where you could dedicate more time to Candle Wishes and tell us a little bit about how that came about.
Well, I started getting kind of bored with the business. I think, I hate to say this, but things were running so well that I was getting bored and I was looking for something more in my life. I needed more of a passion. I didn't have that passion anymore with the company. I loved what I was doing in business, but it just wasn't enough. And things were running so well that they really didn't need me as much. And so I started looking for something and I had found Candle Wishes, through a contact in Tennessee. And I had sat down with the founder and I just loved her. I loved what she was doing for children in her community. And I really wanted to bring something like that to Arizona. So she's been wanting to grow and expand. And so she allowed me to do that. And the past couple of years, we have been able to learn what bringing a foundation from a small area, bringing it to a larger city, because Phoenix is way bigger than the area that she's in right now. So we've had a lot of challenges. We're meeting new people. We're signing up more and more kids every year. And that comes with growth and challenges with growth and time and trying to figure out how to keep everything organized and on track. So that's what I've been working with, and I absolutely love it.
Well, and we were delighted to highlight you at the Assets Are Sexy event. Not only were you a sponsor, but you were one of the panelists, and you shared the importance of systems and operations, but how it allows you, when you get the systems and operations in place, it allows you more time. So talk a little bit about your vision for Candle Wishes.
Well, our goal is to really, it's to help as many kids as we can, but to be as structured as possible. So it's a lot of volunteers who are able to do it with less stress. I would love to have at least 1,000 kids in Phoenix within the next couple years who we throw birthday parties for. I would love to have the funding to be able to not have to worry about when a child signs up for an application, I don't have to turn them away, because that's the one thing that we have not had to do yet. I've grown at a very nice pace so that I don't have to turn any children away, because I think that would be just heartbreaking for me. But that's our plan. Our plan is to systematically grow so we can help more kids in the community, make our systems within the 501c3 kind of seamless, so that when we do go and throw a birthday party, we know exactly what's needed up front. I've got companies that are willing to set the party up and sponsor, so I just have to worry about getting the gifts for the kids and making sure there's nothing missing. So really to take some stress off of me and allow other people to really help, which I've been getting so many people who want to help. I just haven't really figured out how I can allow them to. And I'm kind of starting to do that now.
Excellent. Well, you are definitely, it is a passion project for you, and the servant leadership you've also brought back to your own company, right? That supports what you're doing. And one of your passions is a book you're working on related to bringing servant leadership into your heart and into your company. So talk a little bit about that.
I wanted to write something that kind of showcased how I went from being a business owner to finding a 501c3 and actually integrating it into my company. And I really love the fact that my employees are starting to be able to see what I do outside of business, because I think it becomes very difficult for an owner of a company to be able to be open and honest with your employees and really show, you know, your heart to them, because you've got to be in charge and you have to be their boss. So I've been really learning about how to be more of a leader in my company through the foundation as well, and really bring the foundation into the company so they can see what I'm doing outside of it, what makes me feel good, and they want to help out too. So I've got employees who volunteer. I don't speak Spanish, so a lot of our kids are Spanish. We have a lot of Spanish-speaking employees who help out with the application process, and it really is just so wonderful to see my team wanting to jump in without me having to ask.
That's the best kind. So when do you anticipate your book being done?
I'm hoping in the next couple months. I am working on it. I'm getting there.
A little fire to your feet. So for the people that are out there that are saying, yeah, I wish I could get the time. So give a little advice to people watching and listening about basically creating the life that you want.
It really is about time management. And I think I don't want to say this out loud, because if my coworkers hear me, they're going to be like, you know, I can give you more work. But there's times when I'm still bored and I do a lot of stuff. And it's because I can manage my time effectively. I plan out my days the day before. I might not be the best at it, but I think I'm pretty good at making sure I'm like time blocking for my appointments. I'm making sure I have my appointments on my calendar. I'm making sure that I understand the projects that I have. I have timeframes for when I need to get them done. And I hold a lot of meetings now with our staff to make sure everybody's doing their jobs and we're holding people accountable. So that's what's really allowed me to have more time in my life. And even though it looks like from the outside I'm doing a lot, I still have a lot of time left. So I'm really enjoying it. And I'm enjoying the fact that I'm learning how to manage my time more effectively.
Yeah, I love that because we talk about it a lot, time blocking and time management. I think you're providing a wonderful example of why this is so important, because a lot of people, like, they get to the end of the day and they go, what did I do? What have I done? I haven't got anything accomplished and yet I've been busy all day. So it's a very important. And so, Chris, I'm going to ask you to hang in here for a little bit because we're going to do another interview for the private Facebook group, Play Big Movement. So if you haven't joined that, please do that. So, Chris, if they want to find out more about your company or Candle Wishes, how can people find you?
Sure. Candle Wishes is on Facebook at Candle Wishes Arizona. Candle Wishes Foundation, Arizona. We are also on Instagram under Candle Wishes AZ. And we have candlewishes.org is our website. We are we have the website with our Tennessee affiliate. And then as far as our management company, we are called Unity Physician Services. And our goal with that is to unite other physicians in the community and chiropractors who want the same thing that we do, need the procedures for their patients, but maybe don't have the funds to bring on the high-priced individuals. We can connect and we can help with that.
Wonderful, wonderful. And so how can they find you at Unity?
Unitypsy.com is our website.
Wonderful. Excellent. Well, thank you so much. And I think, you know, you should really rewind and take notes. Christy, you know, you've been a very successful young woman and you are very humble, and we're going to have you stand up and take some applause, and we're going to make sure you get the credit you deserve because you've been leading the charge for not just these kids, but for your company as well. So I'm delighted to know you and excited to be working with you, and also thrilled to be able to promote the work that you're doing. So thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you. This was so much fun.
Well, we're going to hang in there for a few minutes, but for the rest of you, thank you so much for listening to this podcast. Remember, when we talk about the Play Big podcast, we talk about being number one in your field, living your legacy, and creating maximum impact. So go out there and have a great day and touch someone's life today. Thank you for listening to this segment of the Play Big Movement podcast. Please subscribe to iTunes and leave us a review, as well as join us in other areas of social media, Twitter, Instagram, and LinkedIn at Sharon Lecter, and for Facebook, author Sharon Lecter. Thank you so much and have a fabulous day.